This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has released another 5 wolves, bringing the total to 10 let loose through the voter-approved reintroduction program. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife captured all 10 wolves in eastern Oregon and released them on state-owned lands in Summit County and Grand County. The agency says that concludes all of its wolf releases for the year. The final population includes 6 females and 4 males ranging from 68 to 108 pounds. Most are yearlings, adolescent wolves old enough to hunt on their own. The state plans to release up to 40 more wolves over the next 5 years. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Inflation is starting to ease, including in the Denver area. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
Consumer prices in Denver were up 4.5% in November compared to last year, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's the smallest annual increase in 2 years. By comparison, prices rose 6.9% last November. At least one thing is actually a lot cheaper, and that's gas. Some supermarket items, including meat, fish, and eggs, are also getting a little bit more affordable in recent months. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Winter may be festive, but it comes with hazards. Denverite's Kyle Harris has been speaking to firefighters for tips on how to stay safe.
Firefighters say winter is among their busiest times of year, on par with the 4th of July. People want to light the dark with candles, but forget to keep open flames 3 feet away from flammables. Dry Christmas trees serve as excellent fuel for fires and should be watered and eventually composted. And too many Christmas lights and other electronics sharing one electrical socket can create fires. So read the instructions and plug judiciously. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
There's more at CPR.org.